Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jessica Festa back again, the Optilux Wellness Center. So you're dealing with that just debilitating pain that keeps you up. It won't let you rest, and it just doesn't go away. Well, you have come to the right show. They're working wonders every day, along with Dr. Ron and the staff at the Optilux Wellness Center, Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington. What we do, we discuss regenerative cellular therapy designed to maintain, heal, and regenerate tissue. This type of therapy is great for those knees, shoulders, ACL tears, back pain associated with degenerative disc or damaged tendons. So let's get started and let's get you pain-free. The Optilux Wellness Center, here she is, Jessica Festa. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Rob. How are you today?
I am wonderful. So explain why this can make a difference in someone's life just after that first visit and why they need to participate in what you do at the Optilux Wellness Center.
All right. Well, nothing like giving me a long, loaded question right off the bat. Jeez, man, two sips of coffee in and he's coming at me like that already. First of all, I want to start off by saying hello to everybody who was at the office this week on Tuesday. We got to meet a lot of your fans. They all wanted to know if you are as nice in person as you are on the air. And I told them, no, you're very mean. No, he's very nice. But throughout today, I may reference some of them. And hopefully that they are getting to experience some of that pain-free, you know, steps already. A lot of times within a couple of days, there's a noticeable difference in the way that they're walking and in the way that they're sleeping, especially. You know, I think that when people are not familiar with regenerative medicine, they don't realize the power that it has. And so with regenerative medicine, what we are talking about doing is working with your body's natural healing potential so that you are giving the body what it needs to heal. Instead of us going in there and manipulating things and hoping that, you know, it works, you just give the body what it already naturally uses. So with regenerative medicine, we work with mesenchymal stem cells and the matrix. So together, they come in the form during the in Wharton's jelly on the umbilical cord. They come together. And the great thing about that is that that matrix is built up of hundreds of different cytokines and proteins and growth factors, things that naturally kind of feed the stem cells themselves to do their job even more completely. So whenever we're able to have that from a stem cell bank and use that as our version of regenerative therapy, now you just have an amazing amount of growth potential. We all have mesenchymal stem cells. That's why they're left on that umbilical cord. That's something that we were given during our development in the womb. And just as you age, those numbers deplete. You've used about 80% of your stockpile of them by the time you're in your early 20s. That's how much growth had to have happened from, I always say, from you being a 20-inch little squawker to a 6-foot-tall guy or a 5-foot-5 woman. All of that tissue and bone and even neural tissue, everything in you had to use stem cells of some version to grow. And so these mesenchymal stem cells that we are able to harness the power of and use and to give you tens of millions of in your own system, they are like undeclared freshmen. They go in and they're able to become many different kinds of cells, including neural cells. So if you have had a stroke, we have people using a sphenocath, a nasal spray version of the stem cells and the matrix. It's able to go up and cross that blood-brain barrier and actually start to heal the neural circuitry that's going on, that brain tissue. But these cells can also become bone. So if you are having issues with osteoporosis, or maybe you have had a break in your bone, like when Carson broke his collarbone, we put stem cells right into the injury. We knew that he was young. My son's only 16, but we didn't want him to use up anything that he didn't have to use up. So we put 10 million of these cells directly in and with PRP right into the area that was broken. We all know with a collarbone, there's really nothing that you can do. And it was an ugly break, but your friends that you sent me to, they assured us there's really nothing that we can do for this collarbone. We wanted it to heal strong. He intended on continuing to play football and lacrosse and all of this. So we put stem cells and PRP in there, and he's great. He had no residual effects from it. But that's in just one example of how you can make a bone heal faster. Sometimes we've had MMA fighters come in who have broken a wrist, and after the surgery, the bone just wasn't healing, and it was turning necrotic. It was rotting, so to speak. It just wasn't healing. We did a just one session of those mesenchymal stem cells in the matrix right into the area, and it healed up great, and he's back to smashing faces like he likes to do. And so, you know, we have the opportunity with regenerative medicine to actually get out of pain and not have to really wait very long for it. Your body is constantly healing 24/7 without your knowledge, without your permission, and without your input. But if you don't have the right elements for it to heal any longer, whether you did something to yourself via diet, the way you didn't take care of yourself over the years, maybe repetitive motion. I know none of the big, you know, you've been talking a lot about the steel mills and everything. Those jobs are really important, but you need to have bodies that can do those jobs. They're not, you know, sitting at a desk. Those are very physical jobs, and that's a special kind of person that does it. And there are often people who wait until the bitter end to take care of their bodies. So if you are one of those guys, and you know, I worked for ATI for 16 years taking care of those guys, and they mean a lot to me. That was a very important group of people in my life, and they were very much like my father, who was on the railroad, and I just love that kind of blue collar guy that really works hard. And I want them to understand that you don't have to be last in line in your family. I hear that all the time. Well, do my wife first, and you know, and then they laugh. They're like, and if it doesn't kill her, then I'll do it, or if it works for her, then I'll do it. But what's truly happening is they want to allot the money for their wives, and they'll put themselves last. This is something that's affordable enough that you can put yourself right there with your wife. Like we had this week, we had a husband and wife both taking care of themselves. And then you know that within a very short period of time, they're both going to wake up and be able to take the steps easier, be able to kneel down to pick something up off the floor easier. When you just really apply this to your everyday, daily activities, that's when it kicks in, when you realize, oh, I could reach for a glass in the shelf, or I could lay down at night and my feet not be burning and tingling and numb with neuropathies. We can do a lot with that. So, you know, anybody that has the question about how can this help me, you're welcome. I have a seminar this week on Monday at 12:30. Is it this Monday? Is that the 22nd?
No, that's not the 22nd, this Monday. But I will.
No, I'm a week ahead of myself.
Yeah, you are.
But we do have a seminar coming up.
That's a week from Monday.
A week from Monday. And that's a time where I can really go into more detail about this. But to answer your specific questions, that's always a fun day, is to have people face to face asking me, well, what about neuropathy? And I had one gentleman come in this week, and he says hi, by the way. And he was asking about his wife and his sister have osteoporosis. I don't know what Doc's answer was to him, but in a lot of cases, it is able to be helped with stem cells and with those mesenchymal stem cells. Sometimes it's a little bit too far gone. And that's why I encourage people, at the first sight of it, or at your first time that you hear me talking about this, come and ask the questions. The sooner the better that you have this done. You lose less time in life, but you also can have gains much faster.
All right, listen, even though that's a week from Monday, if you want to reserve your space at that seminar, which is free, July 22nd at 12:30 at 706 Stevenson Boulevard, I would call this morning, because it will fill up quickly, and even though it's a little over a week away, you don't want to miss out. She just needs to know who's coming. Again, it's free, and that number to reserve your space, simply call it. If you want to call it now, leave your name and phone number. She will get back to confirm and shore things up. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. So we're going to talk about specific areas, targeted areas, whether it's knees, shoulders, hips, how it does work, and how it can get you pain-free. She's Jessica Festa. I'm Rob Pratt. This is the Optilux Wellness Center edition of Pittsburgh Works on KDKA. Good morning. All right, back. This is the Optilux Wellness Center, and of course, it's Jessica Festa. So let's talk about specific places where it seems to really work. Mm-hmm. And the most debilitating of all can be any of all of the above if it's affecting you. But it seems as though the older you get, knees are more prevalent. But this treatment, and especially not just the stem cell treatment, the regenerative cellular therapy, but also PRP treatment seems to really help knees. Why?
It really does. Well, PRP is platelet-rich plasma. Plasma. Now, that is from you. That's your blood. We don't add anything to it. We simply spin it in a centrifuge, and it separates the blood draw out into a couple different layers. One of those layers, it's a naturally occurring ingredient in your own bloodstream, is this plasma, this platelet-rich plasma. And so we want to take that, put it into a syringe, and now you have a very concentrated form of your healing potential, and we get to put that into one spot. Most people, like I'm looking at our list from this past week, we had a lot of knees, a couple hips, and almost all of them were PRP. What it'll do is it'll go in and just help to regrow the soft tissue, but it also offers a buffer for a little while, and so you have that opportunity too to leave and have some space in the knee so that every step isn't hurting. That's always nice, but it'll help to regrow that tissue, and it's the least expensive of our options. And if you don't wait too long, PRP is a useful tool. If you've waited a little bit too long, we had one gentleman, and I'll tell him hello. He was actually going to take advantage of the Father's Day discount, and I was so disappointed that his knees were just a little bit too bad. And, you know, we have an orthopedic surgeon that does our injections. And so he was there on site to be looking at his x-rays in real time. We did the exam and everything all on the same night with him. And he said, I'm sorry, like, it's too bad. And sometimes we have to turn people away that have just waited too long.
Yeah, but that speaks volumes for what you do there. Hey, it's not about money, it's about helping people.
Well, and I tell Dr. Flume, I'm like, listen, just be honest with them. That's all I want from this. Like, if we look at their x-rays and they're bad, let's just be honest. I know that it can be disappointing for the patient. I know that it's disappointing for us because we hope to help everybody that walks in. But that honesty, and I did have another woman this week, and we were honest with her, and she says, I don't care. I don't want the surgery. I want this. We'll just see if it works at all. But we had to tell her, like, this may not work. It's really bad. And she says, well, I don't want to do the surgery. I'll do anything to hold it off. Let me just try. And so that was, you know, consented upon on both parties, and we'll see how it goes. It wouldn't be the first time that we thought that somebody may not respond, and we told them that, and then they had great response. The body does what it does. And that's, you know, people say, well, how long and will it work? And this, and I said, everybody is different. I don't have a lot of people, and I could only think of one, and he was an alcoholic, and we had told him, this is not likely going to work for you. The body was just that toxic, and it's hard to have cells live in that environment. He said, try it anyhow. And he was okay with the fact that it didn't work because he just could not stop drinking. And we had asked him, we need you to stop drinking for like a week. And he just couldn't do it. And that's sad on its own, but still there's an honesty to it. But very, very rarely are you going to have where it just doesn't work. I have one lady, she was the last person of the day for us to have it done, and she was having her hand injected. She had already had the left hand done, and she was sitting in the waiting room, and she's one of our typical chiropractic patients. Anyhow, she's been with us for probably 2 decades now, and her husband have both done multiple rounds of both the mesenchymal stem cells and PRP for different things. And she is just such a great billboard because she said, listen, it works. And she was going on and on. And I think that put people at ease when you have somebody sitting there hanging out with you, waiting for their blood to spin just like yours is. And you have that chance to talk. And, you know, she says, you know, it worked on this hand. I'm going to do it on this hand. She said, I don't want surgery. And so when you're able to offer somebody that, even the hope of it working, and then it does work, we're all thrilled for that. And PRP does wonders. I'm always just elated when I get to hear like somebody like her come back and say, no, it worked so well on this hand. I want to do the other hand. You just realize that you saved them from a whole lot. Like I knew with the first hand, because I know this woman, she wasn't sleeping well. When your hands hurt, I remember my dad, you know, he would hold his hand up like on his shoulder. They would just throb. He had really bad hands from doing concrete work for a lot of years. And we did PRP injections in it, and it did help. You know?
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
No, and but again, he waited till he was in his mid-70s, and we hadn't been doing these procedures very long, but we loaded him up every chance that we got with stem cells and PRP, trying to, you know, improve his quality of life. And the day before he died, he played pickleball for 4 hours.
Aww.
You know, so that's what you want. Every day is a gift. And every day, if you're missing out on going and seeing your friends at the coffee shop or playing pickleball or taking your grandkids to the zoo because something on you hurts, why not try? Why not come and see if there is anything that we can do? Because it's just simple. It's an injection, maybe a couple. It depends on your case, but it's exciting. It's exciting stuff to know that you don't have to cut somebody up or to medicate them, and that you could still get great results and fast. You know, everybody says, well, how long is it going to take? I don't know. It depends. It depends on you. Some people it's 2 days, some people it's a month. But the fact is, you can't do these procedures without them regrowing tissue, because we're not adding something to you that the body doesn't recognize and is like, well, what do I do with this? The body doesn't reject it because it's part of it, especially with PRP. This was your own blood. You know, and we don't add anything to it. There's no filler or some kind of active ingredient that is put into it that we have to go, maybe it's going to work or maybe it's not. Like, you literally, this is your healing properties. We're just putting it into a condensed version and into a very specific spot. So there's no rejection or bad reaction. And you can't guarantee that with any other real procedures. If you take a medication, you never know if you're allergic to something until you know. You know, especially with surgeries, you just don't know. There could be all kinds of complications. So if you're one of those people and you're like, I know it's bad, but I really just don't want to do surgery, this is a great opportunity for you. And maybe you'll do several rounds. If you were trying to keep yourself out of surgery and it's bad, we're going to tell you it's bad.
She's going to have a seminar on July 22nd. That's a week from Monday. It is free, but you have to call to reserve your space so she can make room for you. And you can do it today. And again, it's free. Find out for yourself, like the folks from last week's show who made it a point to get out there this past Monday. You should do the same. So it's July 22nd at 706 Stevenson Boulevard in New Kensington, the offices of the Optilux Wellness Center. Here is the number that you can dial right now. Leave your name and number. She will get back to you. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. And, you know, we offer this, and we haven't done it recently, but we want to remind you that if you're dealing with, you know, knee pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, neck pain, and you just want to talk to Jessica now and you'd like to get some feedback, you can call us at 866-391-1020. What's keeping you up tonight? What pain are you dealing with? We can help. And if you need some advice, give us a call, 866-391-1020. Back with more of the Optilux Wellness Center today on KDKA with your Pratt Pack. All right, listen, if you're dealing with some back pain, hip pain, any type of joint pain, and you just want to talk about it today and maybe get some advice on whether or not they can help you, call us, 866-391-1020. And today it's all about regenerative cellular therapy, design, maintain, heal, and regenerate tissue and get you out of that pain game and back into that good game of feeling great. And this is a great procedure for knees, shoulders, ACL tears, back pain associated with degenerative disc or damaged tendons. They can help with that incredible place that is the Optilux Wellness Center. She's holding another seminar, always a popular addition to the Optilux Wellness Center, a week from Monday, July 22nd. It is free, but you have to reserve your space, and you can do so by calling today and leaving your number, 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. You can call now. Again, leave your name and number. They will get back to you. I think the biggest step, Jessica, is just to get people from point A to point B to get in to the Optilux Wellness Center and talk about it.
Yeah, that's definitely the hardest motion. And like anything, you get momentum once you start moving, but you have to start moving. This is one of those things that you want to get moving on. Winter is coming. You're going to get more sedentary. That's just how it is. So we want you going into that feeling good, but also it's a great time to let your body heal is when you're resting and you're not out there trying to mow the lawn and do all this and that.
Right.
So in all honesty, investing in this even like right now will give you the winter to rest. You will not believe the difference on how you're going to come out of that house in the spring. And it'll make a lot of a difference in how you decorate for Christmas, whether or not you go to the party or you don't. You know, I think about these things all the time because I'm constantly asking people, what is your why? Like, why do you want to do this? I mean, nobody wants to be in pain. That's a given. But it's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. You have to know, I don't want to be in pain, but why not? What is this keeping me from? How do I want to live? In the living is the important part. In the living is where the value is. Sure, you can get out of pain. There's value in that. You know, you have a toothache, you'll do anything to make that stop. If anybody's ever had an abscess tooth, you'll do anything to make that pain stop. If you have low back pain or a blown disc or neuropathy and neuralgia, you'll do anything to make that pain stop. But it's like they always say with, you know, money, well, why do you want all this money? You won't make the money unless you have a reason or a why big enough to serve your purpose. What is your purpose? What are you not doing now that you want to go back to doing? And what is the reason? Is it based on your family? Everybody has a hierarchy of values. It could be finances. It can be family. It can be education. It can be vocational, all of these different areas in life. Which one are you in right now is important. And you're never in the same one. Like from decade to decade, you and I talk all the time about how fast the kids grow and marriages and jobs and all these things come and go. But what was your highest value at that point? And you can tell by when you look back at that time period of your life, what were you doing? Your actions show your highest value. So what is it that you are not actively doing that your heart really longs for you to do? What do you feel like you're missing out on? That's where the living is. And that may not be the same thing that serves you 10 years from now or served you 10 years ago. But right now, what are you trying to do that you feel like you are unable to do because of either the pain or the dysfunction or the fear of falling? You know, things like that are really holding people back. And you know, there's a lot of years in between when the pain starts and when the end of life is. It's not a fast process, no. You know? And so if you're going to hand off the last third of your life or the last quarter of your life, kind of just bowing out and not participating because your knees hurt, please listen to me when I tell you that is unnecessary. And you know, with these injections, there's no therapy. There's no downtime. That's one of the questions I was asked in the waiting room by the woman who we told her, this really is not likely a great option for you. And she said, I don't care. I do not want surgery. Let's just try. Okay, fair enough. But she had to do house cleaning the next day. She is a housekeeper. And she said, am I able to go to work tomorrow? And I, you know, I said, yes, you're able to go to work. There's really no downtime necessary. We ask that you don't go and overdo it, that you give your body a couple of days to rest, but you're not going to go through PT, though sometimes that's prudent. And we'll tell you, sometimes it's a weak muscle that allowed the knee to wear on one side more than the other. Well, why would we want to rebuild this tissue only for you to wear it out again? Maybe there is a structural imbalance that caused you to walk on the inside or the outside of your foot. Maybe your hip was out of alignment for any period of time, but it wore out your knee. You have to think of the beginning and the end of the bone in whatever joint is in the middle. Did everything align? And if anything along that, so for knees, are your hips in alignment? Have you ever had low back pain? Do you have trouble going to the bathroom? Do you have prostate issues? Do you have female issues? Do you have stomach issues? Those things are all key to knowing for us, structurally, there's an issue in your low back. So if you have those issues and knee pain, it's very likely that your pelvis was out of alignment for a long time, that your low back has been out of alignment, causing dysfunction in the organ. So you know those as symptoms, but you're not relating those symptoms to how does that have anything to do with my knee pain? If your pelvis is out of alignment and that femur that is leading down to your knee is pulled up or pulled down or twisted in any way, shape, or form, you're now walking on that knee differently. And it doesn't have to be bilateral on both sides. It can be your right hip is out of place. So your right knee took a beating on one side more than another. Maybe you tore a meniscus and you're like, dude, I'm not an athlete. How could I tear a meniscus? It's because you weakened it. You rubbed it down over years and years of wear and tear of it being uneven. Maybe you broke an ankle years ago and it wasn't set right or it never fixed right. And again, you walk differently on it. So what is the joint or the bone above or below the joint that's hurting? Are you sure that that's in alignment? And that's the beauty of doing this within a chiropractic setting as well, is because that's what we're going to look for. We want to make sure that we're not just putting a Band-Aid on something. Like, we'll get you out of pain. That's pretty easy to do, to be honest. But we want that to last. We want you to genuinely go on out there and have a healthier, happier life, more experiences, more pictures, being in the picture. Looking, you look back through your phone, take four fast swipes and look through your phone of all the pictures that are in there. Are you in these pictures? Or are these pictures that your grandkids or your kids or your spouse or your significant other has sent you of stuff that they were doing while you weren't with them? Why weren't you with them? Is it because your knees hurt or your hips hurt, your low back hurt, your neck hurt, your shoulder? If it's because of a structural issue with you, come and talk to us. And that's that motivation. That's how we move you forward. I can't help you from sitting here. As much as I can talk, and we all know I can talk for hours and not come up for air, but I can't help you if you don't come in. And so we just try and keep it very casual and interesting for you and get you moving.
All right. One more segment with Jessica Festa, but that seminar is free a week from Monday, July 22nd, 706 Stevenson Boulevard. Call today, leave your name and number. She'll get back to you and you can reserve your space. It is free, but you got to call for July 22nd at 1230, 706 Stevenson Boulevard, New Kensington, 724-335-5210. Back to Summarize in just a moment. All right, we're back, and we have a caller that wants to talk to Jessica Festa. It's Sharon. Sharon, you're on KDK with Jessica. Good morning.
Good morning. Jessica, I just want to know if you ever heard of any negative reactions to PRP.
No, I actually haven't. The great thing about PRP is because it is your own blood, and in, at least in my office, we don't mix anything with it. We simply spin it in a centrifuge and then use a syringe to pull out the one portion of that that we need.
Right. That's what I believed also.
Uh-huh.
But 7 weeks ago, I had PRP injected.
Mm-hmm.
It was very painful. Mm-hmm. I limped going out of the office, and I still have a lot of pain 7 weeks later.
Mm. Okay.
And my doctor said, sometimes it just irritates it. Yeah. It may take a while. Use ice, Motrin, Tylenol, whatever. But
There is a natural process of inflammation that comes along with it. That's why you'll see in our pre and post procedure papers that we say don't take any anti-inflammatories, because the inflammatory process is part of the healing with the body. So when you take that away, you take away part of that healing process. So the results could be diminished. It's usually only for a few days afterwards. So is the pain that you're having new pain, or is it still like the same that you walked in with?
It's kind of like the same, but just a lot worse.
Okay. So it can be aggravated in the healing process, but I would hang in there. And to be honest, I would go get another one to be able to boost it. Now, I don't know why it was painful. The injection itself is usually pretty straightforward. If you would like for us to have a consult with you and explain how we do things, I don't know where you went, but if we would explain how we do it, maybe it would be a little bit different. I don't think that the doctor did anything wrong, but again, because there's nothing being added, so you don't have to worry about it having a bad reaction. But you may just be healing at a fast rate. I'm not sure. I'm not sure exactly what, but I'd love to have that opportunity to talk to you about it and really dig in.
All right. 724-335-5210. 724-335-5210. We've got 2 minutes. It's all yours to summarize. Go ahead, please.
Okay. 2 minutes to summarize my whole career. No. Well, again, you know, Sharon, thanks for calling in. And that is, you know, a realistic experience of, you know, somebody calling and asking these questions. And I appreciate that. I do just naturally want to find an answer for you and a solution. I want you out of pain. So if you asked our office, you know, a little bit more time question, so I can have some time to sit with you, that would be great. But for everybody else, you know, when you are looking at your options for the problems that you have, this is one of those options that we weren't raised with, we weren't told existed. It's about a 50-year-old process. It's now been honed to the point that we can do these in our offices with having a nice medical team in place and procedures that we trust, with products that we trust. If you don't know about regenerative medicine, all that I can say is to ask us about it. We're very honest about it. We are hoping to get every person the result that they're after. It may take one round, it may take two. We won't know until we meet you and see what is really happening with your body. I do want you to believe in the fact that your body can heal itself. This is not a losing battle. It's not supposed to be that you live in pain for a decade or 2 decades or 3 decades. That's not supposed to be part of the process. When you realize that there's been a little bit of sabotage within the food, within the water, within the air, and that it'll break down your body and the cells in your body faster than it ever has in history, and in different ways. But you have the opportunity to harness the power of the body's ability to heal. We know how to do that in many different ways in our office. And I just encourage you to take advantage of that and come to the seminar, come and ask the questions, come and get an exam, and let's just have the conversation about where you're at.
You're the best. Great job today.
Thank you.
All right, Jessica Festa, that seminar is July 22nd, a week from Monday. It is free, but you got to reserve your space. So let's just make the next 10 callers right now do this. Pick up the phone, 724-335-5210, limited seating. So 10 should about do it. So I wouldn't waste time. I'd call today. It's for July 22nd, but it fills up quickly. 706 Stevenson Boulevard. It is free, but you have to reserve your space. 724-335-5210, 724-335-5210. That's 724-335-5210.